Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grayson Meyer with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, researchers record what they believe is one of the world's most unusually coloured dolphins. A rare bipedal dolphin called Speckles was sighted by the University of the Sunshine Coast research team off Harvey Bay. Bipedalism involves a partial loss of pigmentation, causing the animal's skin to look patchy. It's only been photographed 6 times before, and it is only the 2nd time to have been captured in the Southern Hemisphere.
6 Wide Bay councils released their United Regional Waste and Resource Recovery Plan. The plan outlines a cooperative approach to waste management at the regional level, as well as actions for the individual councils involved, including infrastructure investments and greater education. The Bundaberg, Gympie, Fraser Coast, North Burnett and South Burnett councils are all involved, as well as the Cherrobong Aboriginal Shire and the state government.
In national news, conservationists save hundreds of endangered fish from a drying lake. Over 300 of olive perchlet, commonly known as glassfish, were rescued from a drying lake in New South Wales' central west. Conservationists used a ute to transport the animals to a private dam 50 kilometres away. They hope to rescue more before El Nino conditions cause the lake to dry completely. Biologist Adam Kirezi, who discovered the population, says that it's an extraordinary discovery. Olive perchlet are considered one of the rarest fish in the Murray-Darling Basin, and ideally the species will breed within the dam.
A fire destroys a heritage building used for food donations. A building owned by St. Vincent de Paul in Glenelg in Adelaide caught fire at 4:30 this morning. 14 firefighters managed to extinguish the blaze before it spread to neighbouring buildings. Police say the fire was deliberately lit and are investigating the cause of the blaze. The fire destroyed the building and all the food donations.
In international news, Senegal's president announces an indefinite postponement of elections. The election was set for the 25th of February. However, just hours before the campaign was set to start, President Macky Sall announced the election will be postponed. He said this is due to a dispute between the National Assembly and the Constitutional Court candidates who were rejected from running. Two Constitutional Council judges were being investigated after their integrity in the election process was questioned. President Sall's decision has angered the opposition. Sall has expressed that he will not run for a third term in office.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy, with a high chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. There is no fire danger rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.